Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Me clapping. Also, I am back. Today is still Thursday, July 8th. I've had a long and busy day. Now I'm back with my talking. And the question is, what are some things women think men like, but they actually don't? And you know, that's going to be easy because we can't group men together. They are not one-minded. They have different, I guess it's going to depend on the man. But what's customary for women to think that men like, but they actually don't like that, you know? And we could go even further, but this would be a different question all in itself, where some women can think that men are not aware of certain things that men are actually aware of. So the question is, and this is going to be kind of fun, but it's kind of serious. And what struck me about it is that we actually had lesbian women that were answering the question also. So that kind of struck me about it. It makes it a little bit more serious, makes it a little bit more fun. La pregunta es, ¿cuáles son algunas de las cosas que las mujeres creen que les gustan a los hombres, pero en realidad no es así? Now, what do you all women think that, well, the men that are listening, what are some of the things that you feel that women assume that you all like just because you're guys, but you as an individual man don't like it? You're like, nah, I'm not into that. Or is it where we don't know really what men like because they've been bullied into shutting up like that to keep the peace? So they really don't state their opinion or voice their opinion. So women are assuming that they know what men like. Like, if he's not objecting, that must mean he likes it. Well, not really. I don't think that would be the case. Sometimes not objecting or even being in agreement means that you don't want to be arguing, is to avoid an argument, things like that. I think men know how to avoid arguments pretty well with women. And then you have some men that are just damn direct, and they're the ones that are called assholes like that. So the rest of the men that are looking on, they're like, we know not to be like that guy, like that. So they shut up or they just feign an agreement. Wink, wink, men, I know you do that. Now, what are some of the things women think men like, but men actually don't? John, I almost stated his last name, states, well, number one, when women put on too much makeup. Now, I've read and word on the street is that women say that men don't know when a woman is wearing too much makeup, that men don't know that men are actually stupid, and a man doesn't know when a woman is natural or she has on makeup. Like, they expect men to be dumb like that. I think we need to give men a little bit more credit than that. Some men know how to plead the fifth in order to avoid an argument or in order to avoid being called an asshole for having an opinion. That could be different than the woman's, like that. I think society has trained and conditioned men to be huge liars. Even if they were liars before, I think it has gotten bigger like that. It's like, shut up and lie. Shut up already and lie, like that. Now, shut up or lie, like that. Now, that's what he states. And he also states, most of the time a man could care less about all of the things a woman does to her face. A little light makeup is nice if they're going out, but all the excess is actually a huge turnoff. Lipstick that is caked on, heavy eyeliner, and blush can actually make a man feel insecure as it attracts other males. Also, it isn't cool when he gets makeup and other gunk all over him from her. So he's saying that when a woman is piling it on, you know, like Ronald McDonald, that it makes him specifically, because he can't speak for all men, feel insecure because it attracts other men start looking at her. Well, men that think like that, the other men could be looking because they see Ronald McDonald's knees. They don't have to be looking because people look for different reasons like that. And he also states it's because he doesn't like getting all that gunk off her face on him. So he says that he doesn't like when they put on a lot of makeup. So men do know the difference and aren't as stupid as women think they are. like that or want them to be. Number two, when women pretend to be clueless, he states, helpless or weak. That is not a turn on, and most men know women are doing it from a manipulative standpoint. If a woman needs something, she should just ask a man for help. If she wants to get close to him, she should just say that. Do not feign weakness, especially when later she will hammer him for being a sexist as to think that she is not capable of standing on her own two feet and doing for herself. So he's stating that he doesn't like when women, in order to get what they weigh, they use being a woman and pretend to be weak and a damsel in distress. But then if you treat her how she pretend to be, she'll call you a sexist and say women can do what they want to do. They're equal to men. They can do it just as good as a man can. Until she wants something else, then she's weak again. Like that. That's what she does. That's what he said he doesn't like that. Okay. Number three, when women play hard to get, he doesn't like a woman that plays hard to get. Well, fellas, I would think that, so you want the woman to be just throwing herself on you like, here I am, come get me, like that. Well, if you haven't given her enough signs and signals that you're into her in a serious way, I think it would be kind of risky for her to say, here I am, come get me, I'm yours for the taking, like that. So I don't know about number three. He also states with number three, when women play hard to get, I'm not saying that men never liked this game, but it is highly overrated. I never liked it, and most men I know never did. There's a difference between playing hard to get and adding a little mystery to the chase. A woman who plays hard to get sends mixed messages, which confuses men. It is okay if you don't act desperate or easy. That's fine. Don't answer the phone halfway through the first ring. Fine. But don't ditch a man or completely give him the cold shoulder, then wonder why he doesn't call or come around or why he's pissed or has moved on. So he's saying that he doesn't like women playing hard to get, but then when the man goes silent or moves on, or doesn't call or come around her anymore, she's wondering what happened. But she was playing hard to get, and she overplayed her hand, basically, is what he's saying. Okay, so now, but he said he also doesn't expect them to act desperate and all of that and throw themselves at him. So this is his opinion. He also states, number four, when women anticipate needs, he doesn't like when women anticipate needs. Men hate, he needs to say most men. He's like speaking for all the fellas, you know. It's like, but it's most men, senor, like that. Men hate, he states, hates it when women assume that they want them to talk, act, and speak for them. Children don't mind, men do. This must be a maternal instinct that allows women to be great at determining what babies need. It backfires in their interactions with men. They may think it makes them intuitive, but really it comes across as disrespectful. So he says he doesn't want you talking for him and thinking you know what he needs because he's not a child. And you may think it means you're intuitive, but it means you're disrespectful and thinks you're his boss and thinks you know him better than he does. And a lot of women do like that. Number five is when women ask helpful questions, he states. I don't understand what that means, but let's see what he's talking about. Often women ask questions that are designed to let a man know that she is just being helpful. She may ask him if he needs help. A horrible one is, do you want me to ask my dad or some other man because last time you couldn't do it? Sometimes that's okay, her saying that, he says. But if a man has let her know that he is fine and doesn't need help, it is very inappropriate for her to keep asking questions like, are you sure? Don't ask a man if he is sure. He wouldn't have said so if he wasn't. Don't ask mind-reading questions. Is the real reason you are saying that because whatever, whatever? He said he doesn't like when she says that. And whatever you do, do not ask a man questions when he has already been over it and given you an answer. Women think they are being helpful, insightful, or intuitive, but those questions are maddening to men. So he says when he's doing something and he tells you that he doesn't need help, he wants you to zip it and not bring other men in his face as if they could do a better job than he can, like that. Because that's how he's taking it. Like if you're in there cooking and burning stuff and you're not a good cook and he's been eating your food anyway, he says, well, you need Sally to come over, my mother or my lady that I know that is a great cook. Do you want her to come over here and help you out in the kitchen? And then you're like, no. And then he tastes your food. And he's like, you sure you don't need her to come over? Because I feel you do. Like that. Okay, that's the type of situation going on there. Number six. When women tell you not to worry about that guy, the one for whom there is no cognate explanation about the extent of their relationship, saying, oh, you don't have to worry about him, especially when he has many of the same qualities she claims to like in you. That doesn't make a guy feel good. When he keeps popping up in the same places she frequents or exhibits unattractive behavior that she excuses, behavior she wouldn't tolerate from you, that's something men hate. So he's saying that he doesn't like when women try to triangulate him. That's a narcissistic trait. And then the man that she's trying to triangulate him with, she tolerates behavior from him, that other man that she wouldn't tolerate from the man that she's in a relationship with, that he doesn't like that. And she also compliments the man that she's trying to triangulate him with by saying, I like the qualities in him. I like this about him because he has it like you. Like, oh, that's narcissistic behavior like that. So we're going to skip that and then move on to number 7. When women sharply define boundaries regarding your relationship with women, but are curiously vague about their own boundaries regarding other men. It's unnerving when a woman shows jealousy or insecurity about your female friends, but chides you for being insecure when she is hanging out with her work husband or that guy that she says she's just friends with. Men can't stand that, he states. So he's saying that women try to play both sides of the table, not wanting him to have female friends or setting boundaries with his female friends, but it's okay if she has them. Like, that basically what it is. Now, somebody else states, Lila states, number one, what women think, what are some of the things women think men like, but they actually don't. Number one, I think it's a woman, it's Lila, makeup is number one. No, not what you think, ladies. Please don't roll your eyes. I'm on your side, and so are good men. The only guys that hate all makeup are the inadequate types that hate women to begin with. Men don't dislike makeup. Men hate makeup that is poorly applied or looks tasteless. The word on the street is that men don't understand. I've read a lot when women say, well, men don't understand when a woman is natural, when she has on makeup. Anybody knows when somebody is natural when they're wearing makeup. Men aren't that stupid. Men aren't that stupid. And how you will say, how makeup people that say the natural makeup look. There is no natural makeup look. Natural is natural. Like natural, no foundation. You're natural. If you took 3 hours to put on makeup that gave you a natural look, you're not natural. Because what would you call people like me, like us, women like us, that are really natural with no foundation? If you're calling yourself natural and it took you 2 hours of makeup to look natural. So men aren't stupid like that. And I think this is a woman. So men don't like dislike makeup. Men hate makeup that is poorly applied or looks tasteless. Trust me, I'm a makeup queen and I'm not trying to makeup shame anyone. But there's a difference between tasteful good makeup and bad makeup. It doesn't matter the amount of makeup, as long as the end result looks good. Women have feminine faces, not all of them. I added that part. Stop following tips from drag queens who are trying to emulate what you ladies have naturally. Stop taking makeup tips from males like James Charles or Jeffree Star. Those are unfortunate looking men with masculine faces. You didn't see Marilyn Monroe or Monica Bellucci copying drag looks. So this woman is saying that women, when they put on heavy makeup, they look like drag queens or look like a drag queen gayed on Ronald McDonald. I say it look like Ronald McDonald. She said it look like a drag queen. And stop taking your tips from Jeffree Star and James Charles. She said it like that. Notice how women in their 50s and 60s always wore makeup and men never complained. Makeup isn't the issue when it looks nice and the woman overall looks nice. You can do glam looks, just be tasteful. Now, that's what she's stating. Now, number 2, she states, unfeminine styles and bodies. Yes, I'm talking about the fitness world trying to convince us that women should get an 8-pack and look like a greyhound dog. Now, you did not call them a greyhound bus. She said a greyhound dog like that, a greyhound dog like that. She said some of y'all walking around like a greyhound dog like that. Now, let's go ahead. This is going to be good. I don't care what social media is trying to force on us, but men like femininity, period. Big boobs, a smaller waist, fleshy thighs, and a butt will always be the ideal female form. Curvy hourglass is idea, period. I am seeing so many masculine bills being pushed on women to the point that I am seeing women strive to get 8-packs, and it's interesting because transgender people are the ones out here who are paying big bucks in surgery to get what women have naturally, even through botched transgender. Blair White got fake hips that really resemble two balls, then a woman's natural form. Oh shit, like that. Two testicles, she stated. Now, I don't know who that person is. Do y'all know who Blair White is? She said that the person got hips, Blair White got hips that resemble two balls as opposed to a natural woman's hips. That's what she said. She said that. Now, who in the hell is Blair White? And I don't think they would appreciate that statement. Cabals or testicles. Okay, now. So she's going in. Now, but you get the idea, she states. You women are out there trying to cut up your breasts and change your natural soft feminine tummies to look like a greyhound dog. And y'all thought I was harsh. I've never heard a human being called a greyhound dog, a specific type of dog, a greyhound. What a greyhound? I think a greyhound is like a Doberman Pinscher, isn't it? Like very... wouldn't that be like very demure, wouldn't it? Okay, so there was a female on Instagram arguing that her stomach is perfectly flat and she doesn't fold when she sits, which is sad that she thinks it's a good thing. Look at feminine neutral women back then and the ones of today that compete for men for men's bodies. Okay, so she's saying that the women of today are competing with the men to have a body like the men. So she says that women today are competing with men to have men's bodies. Now they are trying to convince us that muscular builds are feminine. In what world, she asks, I think it's a she, even if they don't buck like the Incredible Hulk, it is still unattractive. They resemble muscular dogs, not women. Oh, now. When I exercise, I do muscle toning. I'm like toning up like all the fab and flap. I like tone it because I don't like a thin, frail look. So I like to keep that plush, lush tone look. But I've never had a 4-pack, a 8-pack, or a 6-pack. I don't want that. I like the stomach to be kind of like smooth and like soft and have that baby fat around it. My arms too, even though I do tone up. I talked about that fat that's under skin. I like keeping that. Now, so, but she said a greyhound dog, which I still don't get because I think greyhound dogs, they are very, like, the body is lean and it's structured and it sits up with great posture, like a Doberman Pinscher. So don't put that on that greyhound dog like that. Like something's wrong with the greyhound dog. No. So this person says they're unattractive. They resemble muscular dogs and not women. This is damn harsh. And I'm reading it. A completely flat stomach is not a natural state for your body. Sure, nobody says she has to have a huge belly, but that feminine soft tummy is so beautiful. That's what this person states. You know what's also sexy? When a woman is wearing a dress that lifts her leg up to cross her legs, and she has the dimple on her thigh. Okay. Men are not into those tight, masculine, athletic women with the 12-pack and the veins bursting out the neck. Okay, where did he see a woman with the veins bursting out a neck at? Or is he talking about something he saw on TV? Okay, let's go ahead. Now, okay. A lot of women these days strive to resemble a greyhound dog, lean with muscles, or these fake Instagram models with wisdom teeth, shaped hips, in an attempt to get rid of hip dips. Shaking my head. The procedure these Instagram women go through for fake inflated hips is actually meant for FTM transgenders, because men biologically do not have hips like women. So trans people get that surgery to fake having hips like a female. Do you women go out and get this done when you are naturally women? I'm a female, so it's a woman. I'm a female, and I appreciate the beauty of the feminine. I love the softness of women, the breasts, the curves, the stomach, the arms, the décolleté, the lower back. Everything on a natural woman is lovely. I feel these days women are trying so hard to look like men. That ripped look is not fit or feminine. If you look at women back in the day, they had soft bellies. Look at belly dancers. There's a softness and feminine appeal. Men love it. I have a belly dancer stomach. I can actually belly dance. I know a lot of Spanish dances also. Now, this isn't about you, your angelic woman, but carry on. So this is out here. Look at belly dancers. There's a softness and feminine appeal. Men love it. Look at a gorgeous, curvy, black pinup model named Ethelyn Butler. She had a jaw-droppingly beautiful hourglass shape. Unlike the Instagram build a body, fake curves. Her waist was snatched and her hips wide, thighs thick. She was the real definition of curvy before the term was hijacked by you-know-who to encompass everyone, even the fatties. Ethelyn didn't have ripped 12-pack. Her belly was soft and feminine. Nowadays, anything that is shredded is obese. Women are mistaken. Feminine soft thick like honey thick as a flaw. One of the sexiest things is a woman's thighs touching while she sits. Nowadays, I'm sure that there is a video to get rid of that. Women sit here and cry for having stretch marks and dimples on their lusciously thick thighs. Could it be me? There is nothing more attractive than a natural woman who embraces her femininity and isn't trying to look like Randy Savage. Okay, Randy Savage is a heavyweight wrestler. Or I don't know if it's heavyweight, but I know he's a wrestler. I think heavyweights are boxers. He's a Randy Savage. Randy Savage. Okay. Now, women went from hourglass womanly curves to looking like greyhound dogs. Athletic builds on women is not it. The fitness world has gone too far. Now, okay. She also states, big boobs, small waist, and a nice bottom will always be ideal. I don't care how many spineless males try to get attention by saying I don't like big boobs. Facts disagree with you. A busty, gorgeous woman went out with a hidden camera in her key cleavage, and men and women were sneaking looks and made direct eyeball-to-eyeball contact with the camera lens. So please spare us the social justice nonsense. Okay, now, that's what she said. That was her take on it, and it was quite a take. Okay, and I'm going to put the pictures up that she put up as an example. She shows women's bodies from the 1950s to the 1960s, the 1970s, into 2020. And I'm going to let you all, I might put that picture up as the thumbnail when this goes up on the tube. So, Gunner, this guy states, number one, excessive makeup, excessive manicure and pedicure. Everybody's talking about the excessive makeup. When women told themselves that men don't know when the woman is wearing makeup in the wake up, you could obviously tell. What you wake up with is natural without the makeup. Nobody's that stupid. So everybody's about the makeup. The women are even saying all the makeup. The men are saying the makeup. It's all about the makeup. It's all about Ronald McDonald. Excessive makeup, excessive manicure and pedicure. Now, how can a manicure and a pedicure be excessive? I get manicures and pedicures every 2 weeks. I don't think they could be excessive. You're just getting your nails done. What's wrong with getting your nails filed up and clipped and shaped and your cuticles maintained? What's wrong with that? Like that. Now, so excessive makeup, excessive manicure, and excessive pedicure. It is not that we have something very much against it, but we definitely do not care about it as much as you do. As long as women's overall looks are good, men do not see a reason to closely investigate all the small details of your appearance. However, if women become obsessed about their appearance, we do notice it, and it does not do you a favor. So they're saying that they only pay a lot of attention to women's appearance when a woman becomes obsessive about her own appearance, meaning excessive makeup, excessive manicure, and pedicure. Number two, he states, most of your clothing, you think we like it, but we don't. While we do occasionally like some of your clothing, mostly we do not care about too much. Most of your clothing is really indifferent to us. The only exception is clothing which some men consider sexy, such as mini skirts or very tight shorts and tight t-shirts and very small bikinis. However, if we happen to be in a healthy and sexually fulfilling relationship with you and have seen plenty of women's bodies, we do not care very much either. We do notice when something looks nice and we are just glad to give you a compliment in an appropriate situation to boost your self-confidence, but we do not expect that your clothing would be as important to us as it is for you. So they don't want you, I guess they would not want you asking them, like, how does this look? Like, you're in a relationship with a guy, he's like, how does it heal? He doesn't care, basically, what he's saying. He's not really paying attention to your clothing. And every once in a while, if he feels like complimenting on you, he will. Number three, he states, try to pretend weaker or less able, more clumsy than you actually are to get help. That the other guy stated that also is his number three. While there are some men who are just happy to be the white knight and help the helpless female, most of us are sooner or later mature, and we do realize that even genuine weakness is nothing to be proud about because it has no positive contribution to society in general or to specific partnership. Meanwhile, pretending to be weak is nothing more than cowardice. We do not really care about looking better in the eyes of the feeble entitled female crowd because we do already know that you are below our league and inferior to us. We do not despise you or consider you inferior because you may lack some physical power, but we also are not going to support your privilege of being feeble, weak, or female, and then you throw in our face that you're equal to men. Okay. So these men are saying that, if you're going to talk about it, be about it. If you're saying you're equal, I act equal at all costs and they don't want to see you acting weak. If you're going to talk about it. Like that. That's what he's basically saying. Because if you're not, you are inferior to him. So he wants you to be eyeball to eyeball, equal to him. That's what he's basically saying. Now, number four. Large size of your breasts. Some of us do like smaller breasts. Some of us like bigger breasts. But when most of you think that you need a breast enlargement surgery, you actually do not need it. We are far more accepting towards you, towards the size of your breast than you may think. If there is a man that refuses to date you just because the size of your breast, be sure to believe me. You don't really need this man. He is superficial and shallow, and if you do care about personality, person's appeal, but a guy cares only about the size of your breast, he is simply inferior. So what makes him that? And then people answered him. Lizzie answered and states, LOL, it's great to hear about number three. That the number three was about being weak or women pretending to be weak and then saying we're equal to men. Lizzie states to response to that, LOL, it's great to hear about number three, which I dramatically disliked from when I was a child. I do naturally appreciate capability. It could increase a female's attractiveness. As a woman, I personally think a strong female is hot. I'm not attracted by them with lesbian feelings because I'm not a lesbian. I mean, I appreciate this type of charming. Christine Kirsten also commented on his statement. I really hope women stop it with the breast implants. That's disgusting to have an operation to put a toxic substance in a vital body part and carry it around 24/7. Having boobs has been a nightmare revealing part of my life. It reveals what other people are really about. And it's a personal body part, and I never put it out there. And women who do, men who find it too important, you're out. Okay. And then somebody else, another woman counted, number three is a difficult one to swallow, but nonetheless great advice. And number three is about, he said, like, if you're going to talk the talk, walk the walk about being equal. So he doesn't want to see your vulnerabilities. Like that. So they're saying it's hard to swallow, but it's nonetheless good advice. So And Helen states, as a woman, I agree 100% with your answer. I never wear exposing clothes or heavy makeup. And believe me, my colleagues and associates like me a lot. I'm talking about India here. I do not intend to boast here, but I have had a still continued fan followers who are the opposite sex at my workplaces. Okay. I do not deny the fact that I may be a little above average looking, but I'm not very pretty, or do I have the body of a model or even close to that. Still, I constantly hear that I'm beautiful, adorable, have a beautiful smile. Okay. So, okay, what makes him think that the breasts are for him? Or when they get it, I don't like breast enlargement either, like that, but is like, but what makes him think that that's from, because the question is, what are some of the things that women think men like that men actually don't? What makes him think that it's all about for that the breast enlargement is actually for men? Or is it because men are usually stated to like big breasts, that's why he's feeling that women want to get the breast surgery when they have small ones? Because where would her insecurity about her breasts be coming from? What would be making her think that big breasts are better? Well, because it's usually customary that men would like big breasts. So Anonymous states, Anonymous states, what women think men like but men don't. Number one, size zero bodies and washboard abs. So he doesn't like really small women with flat stomachs. While slim frames are pleasant, men do appreciate curves and some meat on the bones. In fact, you may as well be on the chubbier side of the average than the skinnier side. Fleshy women with some fat in the right places are not just pleasant to look at, but also pleasant to touch. Soft, squishy bellies are in any day more delightful than a hard, muscular abs. So if you're small frame, you have a discernible neck without double chins, you don't have to... You have a discernible neck without double chins. You don't have a noticeable pot belly pushing out of your top. Then you're just fine. No need to slim down to the point of starvation, seeking out thigh gaps, flat, fat-free abs, visible shoulder blades, and visible rib cages. But society usually say that that's what men like. Men like thin women. So these men are saying, no, it's women that think thin is in. And saying it's what the men like. And men like or have to deal with or like settle with what is front of them and what the women are actually doing, but they don't necessarily really like it. But then the women put it on them where they want us to be thin. That's what these people are actually saying. So I don't know. So number two, he states, excessive makeup and grooming. They all talk about the makeup. Excessive makeup and grooming. Being neat and presentable is desirable. Paying some attention and looking pretty is also welcome. But being dolled up to perfection all the time is not something men expect or even prefer. It implies trying too hard, superficiality, and preoccupation with looks at the cost of their other desirable qualities. Moreover, many girls paint their faces with thick layers of makeup, which looks artificial at best and comically grotesque at worst. Ronald McDonald. I told you all a few months ago and last year, if I can't do my face in 10 minutes, there's too much need to be done to it. My go-to since I was 16, eyeliner and lipstick. If I'm feeling really jazzy, I'll throw on some mascara and I go to some of the most elegant of places and look quite dolled up with just that on. Because if it's going to take an hour, I could be doing work in an hour. I could be doing a whole lot of stuff. That's too much. That's too much. For me too. For one, who has that type of time? And for two, like, what's so wrong with you where you would need to do that much to yourself? Number three. He states, humongous breasts and butts, cosmetic surgery. Men do appreciate sizable assets, but more than size, shape, and proportion are important. A small girl with comically large breasts is not attractive. A girl with obviously fake breasts is also not attractive. Proportion, ladies. Number three, being extra cutesy and girly. Some girls try to act extra cutesy and baby dollish when talking to guys. Presumably, guys like such girly behavior. Guys do not. Presuming guys like such girly behavior. Guys do not. It is easy to tell if a girl just naturally that way or if she's play acting. In most cases, it would be so overdone that beyond seeming just fake, it would be cringeworthy and annoying. We know you're a girl. Even if you're tomboyish, we can still perceive your femininity and appreciate it all the more. You really don't have to convince us that you're being a girl by instead acting like a retarded child. Okay. Number four, he states, tattoos and piercings. Again, moderation is key. A small tattoo or two is attractive. Pierced ears or even nose is attractive. But beyond that, it gets repulsive. A woman's body is beautiful in its natural state. Getting tacky tattoos all over the torso or worse, on or near private parts, is like spray painting giant graffiti dicks and swears on a beautiful monument. Piercings, especially in the nipples or tongue or genitals, are also unpleasant and feel like mutilation and desecration of something beautiful. Number five, he states, thongs and G-strings. While thongs and G-strings are okay, considering they do expose much of the butt, they're still terribly overrated. Despite how revealing they may be, they're quite unflattering to the ass. A regular pair of panties or bikini bottoms are way more appealing any day. Number six, lace lingerie or even fancy lingerie in general. I told you all a few months ago that I sleep in the nude. I've worn lingerie maybe twice in my life, and it was way back when I had a boyfriend. But remember, I've been married 22 years since then. I've never worn lingerie in the 22 years I sleep nude. But when I had a boyfriend, I did wear lingerie a couple of times. I don't like lacy lingerie either. No. But I look at myself as quite feminine, but feminine isn't about lingerie and makeup. I don't do either of those. I'm going to say what women say. That's when society conditioned you to think that being feminine was about makeup. Society conditioned y'all to think feminine meant makeup and lace and lingerie like that. So, lace lingerie or even, okay, so we are... Lace lingerie, and we already did that. Now, again, this falls under the overrated rather than dislike category. Of course, there's nothing to dislike about a fine woman in fine underwear, but guys don't care much about how the underwear looks. As if the guy is at a stage where he sees the girl in lingerie, he'd be less concerned with the lingerie itself and more keen on what's underneath it. The girl might as well be wearing cheap discount underwear for all he cares, as taking it off and tossing it away is the only thing he'd be thinking about anyway. So he's saying a lot of things that women do is like, is too much and nobody cares about that except the women. So guys, you have to, is she doing that for you like that? Or is that all that stuff like... Maybe she's wearing the lingerie and the makeup and all that stuff because she thinks that what being feminine means. Number seven, anal sex. I already told y'all, there's nothing going in my butt ever unless I'm comatose and it's for some type of emergency medical procedure. And then when I wake up out of that coma, I'm raising hell because that had to happen. Nothing is going in my butt. And I'm a quite sensual and sexual woman. You all know that from the podcast. I have no problem talking about my sexual escapades and talking about sex in general. But I'm a outie, not an innie. Nothing's going in my butt like that. I don't play that. I don't need that type of hammering to get off. I'm quite sensual. I'm quite sexual. It doesn't take much. I'm quite responsive to the senses like that and to touch and to sex and sensuality. Now, anal sex, he states, anal sex is one of those overrated sex acts which are better as fantasies than in real life. And your fantasy is simply a taboo act involving getting dirty in a tight, forbidden hole. And porn makes it look neat and easy. But in reality, the hole is firstly too tight and clenched up to be comfortable for either party. Unlike the vagina, it isn't designed to expand and accommodate an entering phallus. It requires gentle conditioning to slowly open up, lots of lube, and a great amount of effort and motivation, and actually accomplish in a way that doesn't hurt the woman. On top of all this, you also have to face up to the reality that you are poking a real person's real butthole, which contains real feces, with all the unpleasant odors, fecal contamination, and possibilities of messy mishaps, which could kill the mood and embarrass the girl. This so-called unique tight sensation isn't quite all it's made out to be, and totally not worth all the trouble. If you come across a man that is highly into anal sex, you need to think about his... And he stops it there. Now, number 8, phone sex, sex chat, and sexting. Talking sexy to a hot woman is definitely better than nothing, but ultimately men need visual stimulus for arousal. Men need to see breasts or butts or legs, and men aren't very verbal when aroused and have difficulty processing words when blood flow is rerouted from the brain to down below. So remotely talking about sex could be arousing to a guy if it's with a girl he hasn't had sex with yet, and so leads to excitement and anticipation that this would lead to actual sex soon. But it isn't very arousing by itself or with anonymous girls on the other end or with your girlfriend. It is in fact awkward and quickly becomes a joke. Nobody seems to know how exactly to do it right. Imitating or following a pattern of known examples feels forced and ridiculous. So these are his opinions. Some men probably like what he's saying that men don't like and that he definitely doesn't like. You know, David answers the response to this guy. David states, number 1, you are right on this one. Men want a woman, not a 12-year-old boy. They're talking about the body, with the woman having the, where he stated that when women think that men want the size 0 body with washboard abs. Because is it that women say that that's what men want, that men want women to be thin, or is it what women want and what women think look good and men have to deal with it and that's what they're accustomed to having and finding in women? Like, and then they say it's about, then they start saying, well, it's about body image. So when they were the one that made being skinny popular because they were skinny, and then blame it on the media. Or they were wanting to be skinny. Because women are more obsessive with being skinny than men are obsessive about them being skinny. But then you will have men that prefer women that are not overweight or big. And then you have men that have, like, overweight women. So who knows? Now, so David also states in number 2, makeup is a choice. If she feels confident getting dolled up, I encourage it. Whatever makes a girl feel better about herself gives her more confidence and makes her more attractive. But too much is too much. He says also, number 3, tattoos is not a girl thing. That is a tattoo person thing, while ignoring sex. Not my thing, though. He also states, I agree with you, lingerie is not really necessary. And he also says he likes anal sex. Because a wide-waisted woman usually has a wide vagina. So men think that women with small waists have small vaginas? So he likes anal sex because he says it's going to be tighter than a vagina because a wide waist would denote a wide vagina. So okay. So, but so So the men are thinking that the women are doing these things for dap or to get their attention or to keep their attention or to attract their attention. So, but the women could be doing it for themselves. They can want to be thin because they want to be thin. So you can't blame society and say society has a fetish for thin women. You have to say, well, it's not for the men. We're thin because we want to be thin. It's not about society. It's not about what the men like. It's not about society praise being thin. It's that we as women want to be thin. Especially if they the counter argument towards these men is, okay, we're not doing it for you. We're doing it for, okay, so that includes the thinness also. So we can't blame that on society. And say that that made big women feel whatever, whatever, and left out. And it was because of men and the patriarchy like skinny, thin women. You have to say, well, we wear the makeup, we do this, we dress this way, we want to be thin because that's what we want is not to attract men, even though it made the bigger women feel left out because they were not being able to reach a female set standard and not a patriarchal set standard. So that would be the counter argument that it wouldn't look good or fall good back on women to state it that way. But these men and women that are answering don't speak for all men and women, of course. Jess Tyler states, number one, women think what women think men like, but they don't. Feelings. Some women think guys are like them in that retrospect. Women love feelings and they think men do too. But men don't care about feelings the way women do. And they're not supposed to. And there's nothing wrong with men when they don't care. They're not wired that way. Being told how sweet it is when a man professes their feelings to a woman. Unless the feelings are reciprocal, then we don't like being told how sweet and cute we are. It's a slap in the face. Number three, we hate women who think they know us better than we know ourselves. Number four, we hate being dragged somewhere to celebrate our birthday that isn't a place we actually want to go. Number five, we hate being forced to be best friends with our girlfriend's brother or family. Number six, we hate when we're trying to vent about something and our girlfriend is laughing like a drunkard and a retard. Number seven, we hate being smothered with y'all's emotions constantly. Number eight, we hate it when y'all, for whatever reason, insist on cleaning our house when we didn't need you or ask you to do it. Okay. Raphael states, what women think men like, but men don't, the dreaded honesty. I prefer tenderness and consideration, not a liar, of course. Just think how it affects your fella. We are not your privileged counterparts in a relationship. We want love to be reciprocal, so not a competition in an intimate relationship. If you don't trust and respect us, don't date us. It's not good for either person. Don't cut us down. Crude loudness at a bar, this from women, he states, this is a turnoff that cannot be overstated. Laughing loudly is great, but please don't tell out things like money or anything crude. It may be a deal breaker. Loudness at a justice rally or a sports game is, of course, great. So he's saying that women that are being loud, I think many a guy might agree to no leopard print, so he doesn't like women in leopard print, no Nancy Sinatra boots, please God, no leather anything. Okay, so this is his opinion. Natasha, a woman, answers, what women think men like, but they don't. Number one, a skinny body. Of course, health is important and you should lose the extra fat, but most women go overboard with their exercise regimens and diets that they lose their curves and become like those skeleton things, thin Instagram models. I was talking about in a podcast how there's a layer of fat a couple of podcasts ago that's under the skin and that's not what you're supposed to lose. It's all over the body. It's a layer of fat. It's even in the face. It's all over the body. That's what you want to keep because that is associated with your youth and your lusciousness and your plumpness and vitality. And I was stating that some women, they are, even if they eat healthy food and exercise, this was I was stating in the podcast, they do it and they lose that. They get too thin and they start looking old and the skin begins to sag and the skin begins to look wrinkled and it's hard to keep the skin hydrated, even if you drink a lot of water. So that this point about the skinny body is most definitely, and I don't think this was something the patriarchy started and men started about being thin. I think this is something women started. And then all of a sudden, when it was about body image and accepting our body image, they blamed it on the patriarchy in society. Because bigger women were left out of what females started about what they think looked good, which is a small, with a real thin body. And we could even say the media, especially with the with high fashion. And I talked about high fashion a couple of years ago about the gay male industry. Real thin women with no curves, but you have to look, they're not attracted to the female body. So of course they will be presenting, because with high fashion, the fashion industry, high fashion, it was gay male dominated, ran. So they will be choosing women that don't resemble females, like breasts and the female body, the female form. They will choose women that are flat chested, real thin, and some say it's because the clothes hang better on those models. Well, that could be it, but there's more to it than that. Number two, Natasha states, makeup. Everybody's saying the makeup thing, and people would think that when I was talking about the makeup, no, you're enjoying, you're just hating. Well, there's nothing to hate on. If I want to look like Ronald McDonald, I can have somebody come in here and fix me up like Ronald McDonald every day, professionally. Makeup. A little bit of tinted lips and kajal, and even no makeup is okay, but layers of foundation and concealer and highlighter, isn't that too much? Just don't become another face post makeup. There is no makeup, no makeup. When you say no makeup, no makeup, or no makeup look, or natural look, where do the people that are no makeup for real like me, where, and women like me, where do we fit in? Where are the real natural ones? There is no makeup look, but you're wearing makeup. Just there's a less makeup look than you would usually be wearing. Sheer lacy clothes, she states. Cosmetic surgery, she states. Women believe guys love big breasts, big butts, full lips, clear skin, no stretch marks, and hence they go under the knife. If he truly loves you, he would love you for who you are. Giggling and smiling unnecessarily. So she states that women think men like it when they giggle and smile unnecessarily. Agreeing with everything she says, she states that she feels that women think that men like when they agree with everything they say. I challenge my men. That's maybe why I can't hold on to any of them. I told you I contradict everything that they say, even when I'm getting what I want. I have to challenge it to make sure I'm really getting it. For not because they're just saying it to close the conversation, but because it's they really want to give it like that. Or we're really in agreement like that. Let's try chicken tikka, she states. Sure, says the guy. Want to have a beer? Of course. 2 days later, I'm a Brahmin. You made me eat veg. I don't know what the hell she's talking about. You forced me to consume alcohol. I hate you. So she's saying that the women will agree what the man says, then they'll lash at them after they've done what he says. Testing his patience. If he tests you in your own line, reply back. Don't make him wait 60 minutes and test his patience. An overcaring nature. Care for him, but don't go OTT. Testing him 10 times a day to ask if he had reached his office, had his meals, medicine, too many questions every hour. Girl, get a life, she states. That women, some women are overbearing. Okay. She's like, girl, get a life. Okay. Charles states that women think men like it when they are pretending, when women pretend to be less intelligent than they actually are. That's a huge turnoff for most men. Since the beginning of time, women have been dumbing down for men in general. A lot of women seem to feel that a man will be put off by a woman who is brighter than they are. And women will blame that on men and on the patriarchy when it's them that's doing that. And then they'll project it on the, no, women have been conditioned to do that. No, women have been doing it by themselves. And then blaming the society. Who in society? Who? What? Name the person. Who in society? What's the name of the person that told you to dumb yourself down in front of men? What society? What patriarchy? When? Who? What's their name? Dumbing down for men in general. A lot of women seem to feel that a man will be put off by a woman who is brighter than they are. Ladies, this is not true. Most of our men love a woman's ability to converse or at or above our level. We cherish a woman with the ability to reason, and we absolutely adore a lady who can use logic and deduction to arrive at answers. We do not consider the bright woman a threat. And that small number of men who do are probably not men you want to get involved with anyway. And it'll be a small number of men. A small number that doesn't even make a difference, that you probably won't even run into. Or men and women won't even run into. This is the last one. Oh, it's seen. A few things that come to mind when it comes to my personal preference of what women think men like, but we don't. Muscular bodies, especially abs. So they don't like that six-pack, eight-pack stomach, where you're counting the pats and it's muscular and your neck is muscular. You like Hulk Hogan, one of them said. Muscular bodies, especially abs. Sorry, but I don't want a woman who looks like a guy. Plus, I think soft bellies on women are super sexy. I don't want a muscular woman for the same reason no woman wants a soy boy in skinny jeans. Well, some women like soy boys. And I do not. Some women like soy boys. And that would be a teenage boy. Soy boy in skinny jeans. Okay. Number two, skinny bodies again. There's nothing more annoying than trying to spoon with a woman whose bones are constantly sticking you like a prod. Number three, bad attitudes. I don't know where some women get the idea that being a bitch is a turn-on, because it most definitely is not. Having a bad attitude also doesn't make a woman stronger, independent. It doesn't. Like many of those women like to claim, this is also usually followed by a claim of, these men can't handle me. I have no desire to be with a woman who requires handling. You're not a wild animal. You're a human being. Act like it. Now, being strong and independent means that, for me, independent means that you can financially take care of yourself. That means you're independent. And you think independently, make decisions independently. You only have to answer to yourself and the law. That's independent for me. That's what independent means. Strong means you know how to carry your own weight as a single person and as a married person. That's what strong means. That's a strong woman for me. A woman that knows how to carry her own weight. Not your physical weight, but your own weight in life. And you have goals and aspirations outside of that relationship. You're an independent woman, but you're in a relationship. You have goals, you have aspirations like that. And you want the partner because it's a person that complements who you already are as an independent woman. And you want him for emotional fulfillment and sexual fulfillment. Like that. That's what strong and independent means for me. Like that. So is that's what they were stating. These are most definitely, of course, their opinions. And opinion is going to differ from man to man, woman to woman, because we had a lot of women input in their opinions here also. Because no one man can speak for all men. No one woman can speak for all women. But that was most definitely interesting. And it is the commonality of what they say that they think that women think men like. We had the makeup, as everybody said that, and the real thin bodies, which women blame society and say the patriarchy is what has conditioned into wanting to be real thin and being made up and all of that. When I think it's women and women's choice. And then when people like other women, like how the bigger women were feeling left out and unwanted and unloved and less represented, then the women turned it on the patriarchy and the men. Where nobody can force you to be skinny. That's a choice. And the men can only be with those women, how they're presenting and being themselves like that. So are they really saying, well, we're doing this because men are attracted to it and this is what men like? Or is it what they really like and what they women feel attractive? Cadell said they're not doing it for the men. They're not putting on the makeup for the men. They're not having the abs for the men. They're not having the real thin bodies for the men. Okay, so don't blame the patriarchy. And don't blame men when other groups of women are being left out, when this was women's choice to decide what the beauty standard is. And men only can promote what women choose and choose those women or go womanless like that. And then we do have those men that have those preferences or whatever and whatever. I see men with a variety of preferences when the men are allowed to talk and speak for themselves and be honest like that. So what do you all think? Until next time, thanks for listening. Bye.